Like most people, I have two types of singing voice, and let me warn you here, I'm about to sing, okay? There's this, which is my chest voice, sometimes called my modal voice, and there's this, Well, I did warn you, didn't I? That's my head voice, sometimes called falsetto. Try it at home. There's a whole singing tradition where people who would otherwise have a male voice sing in this higher falsetto, a lot better than I do. They're called countertenors. But where did they come from? Well, a lot of it has to do with an institution that's dominated Western music for most of its history, the church. Women, they weren't usually allowed to participate in church services, and that posed a problem when it came to the choir. I mean, what do you do? Just have a bunch of blokes droning away in the corner? Doesn't work, does it? No, the full range of the choir was achieved by having boy sopranos and also developing a technique for grown men to sing in their high head voice register. These all-male choirs became the mainstay of church music, and the idea still around today. Well, look, there were certain medical procedures you could do to get those notes, but more on that later. The sound of the countertenor became popular as the solo voice too, especially in the world of opera. Some of Handel and Purcell's most strident and heroic roles are for the extraordinary sound of the high male voice. And it's something that's come back into fashion in our own time, in some parts of the musical world. This is Alfred Deller. He was an English singer in the middle of the 20th century, and he rekindled interest in countertenors, so much so that not only did countertenors start appearing on the stage with music by the likes of Handel, but also that composers started writing again for the voice. And it started a great new age of male singers with extraordinary high voices that were still in, I think. Andreas Scholl, Philippe Jaroussky. So that's the countertenor, using that high part of the voice, the falsetto, the head voice, to beautiful effect. But there's more. There's a sideline to this story that's intriguing and rather horrifying. The castrati. If you're a castrato, you were a singer who'd had, how can I put this? Small but important parts of your body removed. It meant that when you went through puberty, your voice didn't break. So that and vigorous training produced an extraordinary sound that was popular in Italy in the 1600s and 1700s. In fact, the first production of Monteverdi's Orfeo had many of the roles performed by castrati. If you're a castrato, you were greatly revered. They were even considered their own separate gender. It's a practice that has long since been made illegal, thank goodness, but recent enough for recordings to have been made. This is Alessandro Moreschi, the so-called last castrato. Let's get back to the safer territory of the countertenor. Male singers who have cultivated that high part of their voice and been trained to produce a beautiful, clear, bright, powerful sound, and all without having had to sacrifice too much along the way.